going on, guys? Welcome to FBT Podcast, episode number 92, recorded live on August 15th, 2016. I got that all out nice and clear.
With no interruptions.
Because of one reason, and that is, it is just Lucas and I today. Everyone, the beautiful Lucas Cyprian.
Howdy, folks.
Brian is working, and Jordan is probably also busy. That's what I'm guessing. But we
usually how it works.
This is actually are not here. Right. This is being recorded on Monday,
which is really weird.
Yeah, it does feel weird, doesn't it? We usually record on Saturdays. This is like we say this every weekend. Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for sponsors. But everyone was busy Saturday. Like everyone, right. Everyone was doing something. Lucas's brother was in from Chicago.
Yep.
And I think that little visit was more important than the podcast, so I decided that we'd do it on Monday. Fits in perfectly here.
Oh, you decided?
Yeah, collectively. and here we are, Monday, pooed. So there you go. Of course,
here we are.
This doesn't matter once it's actually out publicly because I don't care if it was recorded on Saturday or Monday.
Which will be in 3 days. So,
Are you going to be able to edit quickly now?
I usually don't even start editing like what would be this past Saturday's podcast like until tomorrow.
Oh, good. So, all right. We're also, this information is not important, using Audition today. And I think it's going to, just the idea of the final product seems amazing because I feel like it's going to sound amazing. We've been using Zencastr, which is nothing against Zencastr. It's really, really convenient. It's really nice, which we've talked about multiple times before. Mm-hmm. And it's essentially an all-in-one podcasting platform. I know there's a lot of new people that watch this stuff and haven't heard of Zencastr. So if you do a podcast and you have guests on the show or whatever, essentially a web client, you just give them a URL and it loads up in their browser. They don't need to download anything. You, on your end, hit record and it records everyone. It's super simple, super convenient. But in terms of the audio quality, it could be better.
It's not bad. You can record in wave quality, actually, but that takes up a lot of space.
Right.
And yeah, you have to sync it up to your Dropbox account because that's where all the audio has to go.
Right.
So.
And I mean, right now it's free. So if you want to use it, it's free. Of course, you have to attach it to your favorite cloud storage platform, which might not be free in your case.
Which is only Dropbox.
Oh, they still haven't added more?
I'm pretty sure they haven't.
I should talk to Josh. Josh is the creator, and that's how I found out about Zencastr.
Right.
And I should ask him about it because last time I talked to him, he'd moved to like New Zealand or something weird to like host the servers for it. Yeah, he was pretty committed to it. Anyway, Zencastr, we'll link it down in the description below. Lucas,
I am.
How are you? How's your week going? Well, how was last week? Because today's Monday.
Yeah. If you're going to say, Lucas, how was your week? You might as well add on to that and a half because the last podcast we did was actually last two Fridays ago because, you know, if we were going to miss one podcast, we had to like come back the next week a day early and then like miss the next Saturday, but then just be 2 days late.
Right.
So
at least we didn't skip it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. As John had mentioned earlier, I mean, last week, pretty typical, but this weekend, my brother came home. He stopped from Chicago to visit him and his girlfriend because they both live in Chicago. It was really nice. Basically, just had a quick bit with him when he got back from the airport. And then the next day, we had a brunch at his girlfriend's parents' house. That was awesome.
That sounds fancy.
Food was very, very good. And then we went out that night again to go eat. Food was very, very good. had to work yesterday, Sunday, so didn't really have time to see him then. But that's okay, because this coming Friday, Friday and Saturday, but this coming Friday, if any of you happen to be fans of Rooster Teeth or Let's Play or Achievement Hunter or Funhouse or any of that, then you might know about the little event. It's a big event. called Let's Play Live, and it's actually in Chicago. And basically, I'm going to be flying out this Friday to meet up with my brother, and we're going to go to Let's Play Live, and it's going to be freaking awesome.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. When is that, the 18th?
That's the 19th. 19th is Friday.
That was close.
Yeah, so yeah, it'll be that night, the whole show. May or may not get some VIP treatment.
What does that mean?
Who's to say?
What does that even mean?
I don't know. My brother just like, hey, so I did this little thing, and I was like, all right. So
what is
don't know what that means. I don't know what that means.
Okay.
We're going to find out, apparently.
A meet and greet, maybe?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if there's going to be like some like early entry, or if there's going to be like some stuff to happen after the show. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But that'll be exciting. I am excited to see all those guys, because I mean, any of us within like Front Page Tech or Spectrum Swapper, at some point or another, in some way, shape, or form, we're fans of Rooster Teeth and everything that makes up of them. So, me and my brother, I mean, we've watched these guys for years ourselves, and it's like we've always wanted to go and see something by them or something. Like, maybe not RTX in Austin, Texas, but like, my brother lives in Chicago right now, and there's an event in Chicago. It'd be kind of stupid not to go.
Is Let's Play Live sort of newish? Like, has it been around for just like a year?
Yeah, it sounds about right. Yeah, it's very new. It hasn't been going on nearly as long as RTX, Rooster Teeth's main yearly annual event. Yeah, it's kind of new, and it's kind of been jumping around everywhere. They just had one a month or so back in LA. This time they're in Chicago. I can't remember if they had another one somewhere else off the look, but yeah, it's a newer event where it's mainly Let's Play. So it's all the channels associated with Let's Play, which is mainly Achievement Hunter, Funhouse, Kind of Funny, The Creatures, Screw Attack, maybe? Not sure. I know they're part of Rooster Teeth, but I don't know if they're going to be at Let's Play Live. But yeah, lots of really cool stuff to see this Friday. I'm excited. I am very excited.
That does sound awesome.
Yes.
I mean, I think I've talked about it before on the podcast, but running into Jeff at VidCon.
Yeah, so if I talk to him, like, whatever this VIP thing is, be like, hey, listen, you ever meet my friend John?
Famebit Lounge. He'll be like, yeah, uh-huh, I know John. Like, yeah,
here's his card.
I specifically
he forgot to give it to you.
I specifically remember that guy, not just walk away awkwardly. Sounds about right.
Yeah, that guy was a bag of dicks.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. So I don't know, I'm going to be Lucasless for a week.
See, that's the thing. I'm going to be gone Friday, all day Friday. But I get back Saturday evening.
Wait, what?
Now, I don't know if I would be back in time for the podcast or not. I don't know if I'd be up for the podcast by that time. Assuming that we actually do one on time, because the last two haven't. So, you know,
Wait, you leave Friday and get back the next day Saturday or the following Saturday?
The next day Saturday.
You do?
Yeah, dude.
Wow.
Because then the next Monday, next week, I start class, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah. I could have stayed another day till Sunday, but
right.
Then I'd be rushing to get all my crap.
And you've done
together.
That before.
Oh, man, that was about this time last year.
Yeah. It was. Vlogger Fair.
It was actually like one weekend to classes, and I'm just like, okay, we're going to Seattle.
And then you came back and like had a bunch of shit, didn't sleep, had to start.
That was the worst day ever. It was mainly because our flight was, what, an hour and a half, 2 hours late for taking off because, like, they had to use, when we were in Seattle, they had to use one gate. Not like the 17 that they had. Yeah. They had to use one gate for all the flights they had the night, which was so stupid. So for whatever reason.
I do remember that. That was brutal.
Like, we just had to sit there. Like, yeah, you guys are here. You can just wait. I'm like,
I mean, what time? It was
do
already
you guys
what?
Know how to airport?
Like, it was already what? Like 2 a.m. like, Seattle time?
Let me think. Because if it was 2 a.m., it's a 5.5 hour flight, right?
Yeah.
So, I want to say we got back in Cleveland around, I don't know, 8?
Ish.
7:30, 8?
So, probably midnight-ish.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but
yeah, midnight,
but,
like...
But we made it.
Yeah, we made it.
And had to get to my house and then start your car... Because it died.
Oh, yeah. We had to, like, go around all around your town because just to get, like, cables.
Oh, yeah. Good times, man.
Yeah.
Good times. So you're leaving Friday and you're going to come back Saturday and we'll figure out what we do for the podcast after that.
Don't count on me because, I mean, you know, you never know if a flight's going to be late or what, but... If I'm here, I'm here. Right. I'll tell you everything about it. But if not, that'll be in the week after.
Yeah, I'm trying to think, like, okay, so content is, like, really starting to, like, rev up finally. Yep. For, like, just everything we're doing. Part of that was just finally settling in after the move. There was a lot going on before that, and the move happened. I'm talking about my move, of course, and then...
Right. Yeah, you actually ended up putting out 5 shows last week.
Yep. Yep. And I came back and did another one today. It's crazy.
Although you did have to have Brian in for that last one. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was... And you know what? I don't know if it's shitty or if it's hilarious. That show did better than all the other ones.
I remember telling you that. I was like, what? The hell?
Yeah, I think it just passed 4,000 views, which the average for the show is like 3,000-ish around that.
2,500 or 3,000.
And that just fucking I think part
Casey
of
Neistat.
Casey Neistat, man. That was so it was literally the night before I messaged Brian and said, "Hey, since it's my birthday tomorrow, we should do another Brian episode. Will you host?" And he's like, "Yeah, sure." And then when he got here, he was totally, like, unprepared. I don't know if he forgot or what. And I was like...
Oh, why am I here?
I was like, okay, you have 2 options. I can get the news for you, and you can actually report the news in a Brian-ish way. Or you can just wing it and do what you normally do. I looked at the news. There was really nothing significant that week, or that day. Not the week. And Brian laid on the floor right behind me and just made notes on his phone and then was like, okay, I'm ready. And we turned everything on and he recorded the entire show in, I think, 9 minutes. That has to be a record. It was just 9 minutes and then obviously editing after that. And that was pretty quick.
I mean, I think that's mostly credit to, you know, the specific content of the show.
Yeah, it was something
not really
else.
Much preparation you have to do for flossing teeth with
Donald Trump's
Klondike. Okay, yeah, never mind. Don't want to think about that.
it was something. If you haven't seen that show, we'll link it down in the description below. It's fun to do those like once
won't.
In a while, or we won't.
Depends how I feel at the time.
It's fun to do those every once in a while. Like Brian's hosted one other show. And people always talk about it. It was a re-upload at one point. I forget why I re-uploaded it as a rewind, but
I can't remember.
I did it for a
reason. Brian's birthday.
Yeah, that was it. You're
again.
Right.
Again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fun little thing. Lucas, you've never hosted the show, right?
No. No.
We need to get you to host the show.
Yeah.
We should try to get that to work out. That'd be funny. And then. I mean, you've got all sorts of content going on, too, on your end. Spectrum Swapper is starting to pick up some steam, and that's cool.
Mm-hmm. We finally have speed build back.
Yeah, we do. And you won't believe this, people. There's another episode that has already been recorded.
Yeah.
So it's pretty crazy stuff. Pretty crazy.
Yeah. I think realistically, we're going to have speed builds like every other week.
Yeah.
Because
honestly, like, I think, and I'd totally be down to help if we come up with a schedule and we release in seasons, you know, like, so we pre-record for like a week and boom, we have content for like however many weeks or months or whatever. And then like you and I can nail down edits and then release those, you know, launch a season and stuff. I think that'd be cool.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of how we do a lot of our stuff as it is already. Like even if it's not like hugely bulk, it might be like, okay, here's 2 and 3 episodes done in one session.
Right.
Good. I can work on this for a few weeks, whatever. There's one particular series, speaking of Rooster Teeth and stuff earlier, that we did of Ruby, Grim Eclipse. We recorded like the first two one night, but then like there was another night that we recorded like 8.
Wow.
Yeah, and
how long did that take?
Maybe like, I don't know, 3-4 hours maybe.
Wow.
Maybe like 3 hours. I mean, yeah, you gotta really put the time into it, but like if you do that, you kind of set yourself up for a good while. Yeah.
That's one thing I've never really been able to do with the main channel. And that's just because of the type of content.
With news.
We didn't even do that with Game Time, dude. And of course, like the channel was nothing like it is now at the time.
Right.
But like I remember Brian and I freaking out and recording a game, or some sort of gameplay, Wednesday night, and then putting it out Thursday. Like,
right.
Every week.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember.
We
were,
like,
you guys
panic.
Doing that.
But yeah, the. How much content do you guys put out on a weekly basis?
Probably about, on average, 5 videos a week.
Wow. Pretty good for, like, a new channel. Usually, like, I didn't... Well, that's weird to say, because I was going to say I didn't start out that way, but I did. Front Page Tech used to be...
It did.
It started out every day, yeah. And then once, like, the actual production style kind of... advanced, I bumped the schedule down, but now like it's so routine, I can crank those episodes out.
Right.
Like,
I mean, it does help that it. I mean, it's not just me editing these; it's me and Steve Hyman and Steve Skadir. I mean,
props to them for picking up on it.
Yeah, they've done a tremendous job. I mean, I know particularly Hyman; he's had some experience doing all sorts of different things that surround the creation of making a video. So he had, you know, an idea of what he was getting into before Spectrum Swapper was even a thing. Skadir, he really didn't, but he watches a lot of stuff. So I know he's kind of analytical about like what to go into a video with, like,
right.
Helps to have this and helps to have that. Et cetera, et cetera. So, but yeah, they've definitely picked up on it. And I mean, we pretty much share the workload equally. So, I mean, I wouldn't be able to do that without them. So, because 5 videos, I mean, unless it's your full-time job, John,
right.
which it's not for me. It's not. I wouldn't be able to do that. So, but yeah, I mean, and it's not just us three either. I mean, it helps to have Jordan, Joey, obviously you and Brian, and on everything too. So
the next speed build episode is with Brian, right?
Yes. Yes.
We should, never mind. You're in this weekend. You're in, Chicago. So maybe like the following week or something, we crank out a couple more. It's not hard to get everyone together for a half hour.
Like, yeah, there were 7 of us in that one particular speed build. I don't think we need all 7 of us every single time because, obviously that's really hard to organize and, you know, have everyone clear their schedule, because I mean, it was hard enough for us to get that to happen in the first place. It was like, oh, we're going to do the podcast live and stuff, like last Friday or two Fridays ago. We were thinking about doing that, you know, all in one spot, not live, but you know right. what I'm saying. And then it was like, okay, we're not. So I was like, okay, well, everybody's going to be in their respective areas. So let me just ask everyone. And everyone just happened to be available to right. do speed build. So, but yeah, I mean, obviously I know you want to join. I'm not trying to exclude you, but realistically, it's tough to do.
Right. And that had to be a pain in the ass to edit.
Yeah, and you never use multicam, so.
No. I mean, it seems like, wow, what happened to my hair there? It seems like it would have been crazy.
It was a little tough. I mean, before I did speed build, I was giving myself some practice using multicam with a few other things. Obviously not anything with 7 different pieces of footage, so it was kind of daunting because that's a lot to work with, but
surprised your computer didn't shit itself.
Yeah. You kind of like, you can tone down like the preview quality and stuff, but it's like you're still running 7 streams of video at the same time. It's gonna be kind of rough. Right. I mean, my computer is okay. It's okay for like 2013. Like, it was a really decent machine then. Now it's okay, but regardless, I mean, you saw the final product. It obviously pushed it out. So
if you guys are interested, we'll link Spectrum Swapper down in the description below the gaming channel.
Bam.
And we, I keep forgetting like how long ago Speed Build actually was. And how many people probably have no idea what it is, what it used to be. It was an original series on the Front Page Tech main channel called Speed Build that Brian and I created, a Minecraft series where you had a certain time limit to build an object, and the other person would decide a random object, and the remaining person had to build it. Speed Build, done. And it went away for a couple reasons and just hasn't come back since. And then Spectrum Swapper brought it back, and that's where it will stay on that channel. Right. So, link down in the description below for that stuff. But once you get back and like everything's settled, now that I'm moved in and settled, and then you're going, and things are like a little sketchy for the podcast next week. I really have content on like the Front Page Tech, the main show, pretty much nailed 5 days a week now. The new look just went out today, which I was super excited about.
Yeah.
I played around with some stuff last week and was like, maybe Future John can do this. But it was really Friday-ish when I decided that I was going to do it and really just kind of nail it this during the weekend.
So you're a very sporadic person.
Yeah, I am. So I think it was literally just from Saturday morning, well, some Friday night too, but like Saturday morning all the way to last night, Sunday night, I was like, that's all I was doing, just creating different assets for it and stuff. And today it went out, and the feedback is good so far, so I'm glad that people like it. Of course, by the time this comes out publicly on the YouTube channel, there would have been 3 other episodes or 4, probably 4 episodes.
Probably, three or 4.
With the new look. So I'm glad you guys like it. It's really awesome. And so from Front Page Tech 5 days a week, what we haven't been telling you is there's also Brian and I, shockingly enough, are working on a new project together as well that's going to be on the main channel.
I believe you mentioned that last week.
Did I? Maybe I did.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
So we'll give you more details, but like things on the back end are becoming more solidified. We have to work with companies to make it a thing, and those companies are on board, so that's all official. I just signed contracts for it today, so that's going to be a thing pretty soon here. And then Spectrum Swapper is cranking out content all the time, but now that we're kind of like balancing out, I think the next focus is going to be the podcast, kind of getting that back up to par.
Yep.
And then after the podcast, I think we all feel like the podcast is entertaining and up to par and stuff. Then, because I mean, if we're being the last few weeks, the podcast has been super short. And that's, I mean, it's not that short stuff is bad, but usually like the podcast goes an hour and a half sort of deal.
Right.
And then I think the focus will then shift to the website. We're kind of taking things in chunks. We're like halfway there. The podcast is going to be another focus. And then right after that, once I think we have the right content structure and we're handling everything for the public, we can go into the back end, and I want to really kind of adjust things for the website. I'd like to have a new like original content program for the website itself, only for sponsors.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, because right now they get like live stuff, and there's been like original content in and out of that website, of our website, from PageTech.net. But right. I'd like to like introduce something new, something fresh, for those people, and to bring more people in. Because I mean, we haven't even there's probably been 4,000 new subscribers since we like, or maybe more, since we actually like legitimately pushed the website. And
you mean like when I got here?
What?
Or like when it was the relaunch of Front Page Tech.
Right. I mean, but like, well, I mean, since, okay, I guess the last time we really pushed it was the last time we had a sale, is what I'm thinking.
Okay.
That well, actually, then, like, we pushed it and actually brought people in, sort of deal. That has to be like 5,000, maybe more subscribers since then. So I'd like to like really nail the content level over there too, so then we can push it again, because there's no reason to push it right now. There's really nothing to bring those new people in. Of course, the sponsors that are there already know what to expect. And of course, we're going to bring new stuff to them.
Isn't very much.
Right.
Admittedly.
Yeah. Like the stream right now, they get it, but of course they usually get it on Saturday and it was last minute and we're doing it today and it's all a clusterfuck.
Yeah.
So things are getting reshaped on the front end, the public side, and then the next step is the website, the sponsors. To those that have been supporting the content and stuff, thank you. And then, of course, if you're thinking about becoming a sponsor, wait a little bit here, and we're going to give you some stuff to go off of and actually, you know, get benefits from us for supporting the content from the websites, sort of deal. So if you want to take a look at that stuff and just learn more, from PageTech.net is the place to go for that. So, Lucas, do you have anything that you'd like to talk about, my good friend?
Well, yeah, I already mentioned all my stuff about Let's Play Live. Oh, what else has been going on this week? Well, I mean, we can just talk about the new look of the show, since we had that up for a second. I don't know if you wanted to address anything that kind of brought that about.
I guess, well...
Because the latest refresh was when, you know, the traditional style of the show.
We actually brought it back.
Came back in March. So, I mean, it's only been 5 months. And then you're like, okay, new assets.
Usually there is some sort of like wait. I would say, I don't know, maybe a year or so goes by, new season when we release a new look. And this was kind of random.
Right.
Do you remember what happened when we decided to bring it back, like the original style? Was that like really sporadic too, or was that planned?
Well, I mean, that was a few months after you wanted to do the podcast format of the show, and I mean, you said it yourself, like there wasn't any way you weren't going to do that because you just wanted to see, you know, how that would work.
Right. And I think I was just super burnt out at the time.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, it did kind of, that was the same time where we just still don't understand YouTube analytics. So
right.
Like, we increased the length of the show and now it's getting like 700% more views or something. Like, and then we go back and it stays like that. It's
right.
Like, okay, YouTube, thanks
whatever.
For making sense.
It's like we just unlock something.
Right. I don't know. I don't know if YouTube has like a Konami code or something. I don't know.
But we the I mean, I think if I remember correctly, I threw that look together pretty quickly too, the darker look. And yeah. That was all made by hand. And when I say that, I mean like manual work for me. I liked it, but like, I don't know. I still feel like so much has changed since then. Like maybe it's moving. Maybe it's like a new audience coming in. Maybe right. It's just like, maybe the content feels different to me. Maybe like it's grown just in general. And I want it. That look started to kind of feel dated and icky to me when I was editing. So I wanted to kind of just give it a little refresh and just kind of, you know, give it a new style.
Even then, you kind of did like a month or two back with like all the purple and bluish.
Yeah, I altered that too. Yeah.
So. And this there's that too.
I feel like this is just like it's fresh, it's modern, and the style of it's kind of different too, just a little bit. The just the way like it's paced and stuff, but
right.
People seem to like it. We'll see how it goes and if they continue to like it.
It's only been one show.
Right. So. But so far, so good, which is, you know, that's always good. Lucas always, 100% of the time, fucking comes through. I always ask him, most likely the night before, if you ever hear new music on any of our stuff, there's a good chance Lucas found out about it the night before, usually. I was compiling all these new assets for the new show or for the new style. I'm like, wow, all this stuff looks really good. It looks really clean, new. And I was like, oh shit. Like I want new music for it too. Cause like I think the thing that changes the feel of the entire show the most is the music. And I needed something that matched like the new clean, fresh style or whatever.
Right.
So I was like, hey, Lucas, I just kind of figured this out, kind of need new music. And originally I was going to find temporary music. And here's what Lucas asked. He said, what do you want it to, like, how do you want it to feel? What kind of style? And give me an example. And just a few hours later, I had the new track. And I think we only changed it a couple times.
Yeah.
Usually, like, we go through a couple kind of samples to see the kind of style, but, like, as soon as I heard, specifically, it's kind of nerdy, but if you listen, we gotta release the track somewhere, like, on SoundCloud or something.
Well, you know, I'm off tomorrow, so okay. I think I'll make the time to put it up, along with the new restyled speed build music. I need to get that up, too.
Which is also awesome. But the background track of the new show is like there's this bass line to it that I just fucking love, and it's so simple. But like that's the style of the show too. So
yeah, got some groove machine synth going on there.
So I'm sure by the time this podcast comes out, we'll have a link to it somewhere, and you can listen to it.
Yep.
And I think it'll be perfect to release it like now, while people are interested, and be like, hey, here's the music from the show. One thing that I did that I haven't done before is I removed a credit sequence, which I usually...
Yeah.
I think...
Yeah, that was a very important factor because I was like, okay, I'm going to have to make new music. I'm going to have to make like a specific sequence of this music to go for the credits. And he's just like, oh, don't worry about that. I was like, all right.
Yeah.
Less work.
What did you think when you finally saw the show today? Does it make sense? Is it okay?
Yeah, I think it makes sense. I mean, yeah, it streamlines things, makes use of the time. I mean, because most of the time people say you're just up there babbling, not knowing how to end the show anyway, so.
And I think that, like, I mean, the first couple times you hear the credits and stuff, like, that music is always so good, and the way it comes in is always so good. And I think that that's something that is, it's a lot of people do it, but it's something about our content that's always been there. But I mean, after you've seen the show fucking 450 times, it's just like, okay, let's come up with something new. So, but that's the thing, like there's no real outlet to get the new soundtrack. Like usually the credits are a good place cause I'm not talking and you can really hear the music. But so that's why I want to kind of hurry up and get a release version for everyone else.
All right.
You know.
Yeah, no, I get you.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, the MP3 is sitting right there, so.
So it's ready to go.
I just need to tag it, throw some art on it, SoundCloud, done.
So we'll get that released. I'm glad everyone likes the new style, because if I worked on it and people hated it, I'd be sad. I'd be really sad.
Hey, John, don't make any movies, because that happens a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, have you seen it? Have you seen Suicide Squad?
Oh, no, I wasn't talking about that at all.
What were you talking about?
Well, I was just saying in general.
Oh.
Sometimes people make movies, and sometimes they're bad.
As soon as you said that, I thought Suicide Squad and felt bad for them.
The general consensus is, like...
Nah.
Poor
Warner Bros.
Did you go see it? Because I haven't.
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Well,
we saw Batman v Superman together, right?
Right.
And that was kind of meh. And the sad part is, after that reaction, they're like, oh, okay, we get it. The fans need more. So they took feedback from that, and they reshot a bunch of stuff from the Suicide Squad, and apparently it's still not great, according to reviews. Of course, I haven't seen it. I'm sure if I see it, I'll still think it's not great. Who knows? I might think it's fantastic. I doubt it, though. I doubt it. I should. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, fuck it. Why not? I'll go see it in theaters. I was going to say I could just wait till it's not in theaters anymore to get it, but I could just go see it and be fine that way.
Right.
I think that's it.
You think that's it?
Are we done? Do you have any more?
Wow. These have been really short podcasts, haven't they?
Like I said, got to bring them right back up to par.
Yeah, I know.
If there was ever a par.
I mean, I could start mentioning some really random stuff. I could just fill in for Brian.
Oh God.
Noises. You know, Chipotle, they're gonna open a new burger restaurant, Tasty Made.
Is that real?
That is real.
That's real?
Yes, that is real.
Chipotle is gonna make a burger restaurant.
Or whatever company that's in charge of Chipotle. Yeah, whatever.
Interesting.
Tasty Made. Of all places, their first one's going to be in Ohio.
We lucked out. Where?
I think it's like Lancaster, Ohio, which is like a half hour out of Columbus or something.
Isn't it Amish country?
I don't know, dude.
I'm pretty sure Lancaster's like Amish country. What?
Well, let's that's a weird a place Google to put search. A
new burger restaurant.
Lancaster, Ohio. I think that's where it is. I'm pretty sure that's where it is. It's a city in Fairfield County. The population's 38,000, so it's probably not Amish.
Am I thinking Lancaster, PA?
Maybe that's what it is.
Lancaster, PA.
Let's take a look.
Yeah, it's Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Whoops. I was off. I was off by a state.
Seem to say so much about it, but are you sure about that?
What?
It looks like at least somewhat of a city. Sort of.
Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Why is this in my head? Okay. Lancaster Amish. We'll see how it goes.
Landmaster. Lancaster. Sorry, Star Fox. Star Fox reference.
Visit the Pennsylvania Amish in Lancaster, PA.
Oh.
Amish Village.
Maybe they're just right around there.
Pennsylvania Dutch Country, Lancaster, PA.
Is that what they...
I don't think that's how Amish people talk.
I don't think it is either.
With a southern accent.
Lancaster, Ohio. Tasty Made. Apparently,
is it M-A-I-D or like M-A-D-E?
M-A-D-E.
Like, okay.
Like just how you would expect. It's supposed to be like Chipotle. It's all streamlined, like burgers, fries, milkshakes. That's it.
That's awesome. That sounds great. There's a problem. Oh, great.
Okay, well, we have McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, five other freaking burger restaurants. What's one more?
Well, maybe that is the catch, the streamline thing. It's like a Subway, but with boigas.
And I would hope... Or not hope, but I would assume that they're going to try and follow the same sort of route they do with Chipotle as well, where they like try to be like nutritionally healthy and all that stuff.
Which could mean two things. Number one, They might be delicious because they're natural and organic. Or number two, they could just be shitty because they're natural and organic.
Yeah. Who knows?
I'm interested. I'd like to have one here. I recently started going to KFC, like rediscovering KFC.
Oh, yeah? How's that working
out? Shit is delicious. They're like all around me here, whereas they weren't previously. And they're just like, I don't know why, what the use is for 17 KFCs around me, but there is. I think I've gone twice since I moved, which is not crazy, but it's still twice, and it's delicious. And I like completely forgot the beautiful thing that is KFC. Are you a fan?
I mean, yeah, I'll eat there. I don't have a problem with it. I don't go there often enough to really have any solid opinion about KFC other than
creamy
chicken,
creamy
potatoes,
buffalo sauce for
corn.
The win.
It's all good. So
creamy buffalo sauce for the win. They had another weird thing. When Brian came over to do the show, he's like, I want to take you out for your birthday.
Oh, yeah?
So he took me out to Wendy's. that's where he took me. And at some point, I ended up with spicy chicken and a sriracha sauce. My God, it's so good. Wendy's, thumbs up for your sriracha sauce. It's great.
Fair enough. They're probably not going to have that at Tasty Made.
Right. Probably not. Mm. Doesn't sound natural or organic.
Yep.
I got this cool thing. There's a place.
Can't see it.
I know. There's a place near me. This is a Shadow of the Bat. It's a comic from 1992. There is an old antique shop near me. There's a bunch of weird stuff near me, but it's this really creepy place. Like, it's all split up into sections. They have normal stuff like Disney stuff that you can collect, like old Disney stuff. They have old Coca-Cola stuff. They have just everything, weird stuff, comic book stuff. There's a section of just creepy shit. Like, there was a gurney, a hospital gurney with a skeleton on it, and just all kinds of weird stuff that was really creepy. The guy that owns it, also super creepy, just a dude in a leather vest that's sleeveless with tattoos all over his arms and just kind of like, just gives off a weird vibe, if you know what I'm saying.
I'm sure Brian shops there all the time.
I feel like it takes somebody like that to like work at a shop or run a shop like this. Anyway, I had gone in and I ordered, I can't even reach them. I didn't order them. I got two, I actually got a canvas, a Batman canvas while I was there. So that'd be cool to put in the office. But then I realized in the, okay, there was...
Oh, yeah. Is that the one I... No. That wasn't the one I carried in. That was
No. That was... No, these are like... Just think a canvas the size of like a school textbook, pretty much.
Okay.
There was two there. They were like original painted canvases. I got one because I was like, why would I need two? But then when I got in the office, I realized there's a place where it would... Where two would work perfectly... And I was like, shit, I didn't get the other one. And I had told one of our family friends about it, and they had got it for my birthday. They went back to the shop and got it for my birthday. Mm. But the guy also remembered me, and he also said to give me this, which was this comic book. He just gave it to me for free. So now I have it. I have it sitting on the desk. It's pretty cool. If I want to read it, I'll just Google it. I'm not going to take it out of its little protective sleevey. It's in a little sleevey. So I'll just Google it, but I thought that was kind of cool. So he's creepy, but he's cool. So if you're listening, watching guy, you're creepy, but you're cool. You're creepy, cool. That's it. I'm done.
Okay. Well, I'm done. Not.
You're not?
No.
Keep going. No. Keep the train rolling.
No, I just want to give a not quick, but a little extended mention for. Little thing that we happen to be partnered with for a little while now. It's called Discord.
Discord!
Which you don't use a lot, John.
No, I don't.
But the rest of us, especially within Spectrum Swapper, use a ton.
Every day.
It's pretty damn useful. If you don't know what Discord is, it's a voice and text chat client. It's available for Windows, Mac, I think Linux. I don't know how that build's gone right now. Android, iOS, all those sorts of things.
Basically, think like TeamSpeak or something meets Slack.
No, no.
What do you mean no?
What? TeamSpeak? Oh, Teams. I'm getting the wrong. Never mind.
So
for some reason,
yes?
I had TeamViewer resonate in my head. I'm like, how the
fuck? But it was accurate. It's still accurate.
TeamSpeak, yeah. Or yeah. Mumble. Or
Mumble, yeah.
Ventrilo.
But it's way better and nicer looking.
Slack. It's a client, voice and text, but it's clearly geared for gamers. It's got lots of gaming-oriented features in it. You can see what other people are playing, streaming, all sorts of cool stuff. But recently, they just reached their year anniversary for basically being just funded by like some companies that are interested in and offering a free platform. They reached 11 million registered users.
Holy
which is
shit.
Pretty damn awesome. They've had a peak of 1 million concurrent people on Discord at the time, which, by the way, this is free. Discord is totally free to use. All the voice servers and all that stuff is hosted on their end, which is really cool. And they have servers all around the world. But yeah, people are sending 40 million messages a day.
Wow.
That's a little over a billion a month.
Props to Discord.
That's growing by every month. And voice servers. Yeah. People talk a lot. If you really want an accurate measurement of how much people are talking, the amount of voice data, it's like 4 petabytes a month, which is like downloading a season of Game of Thrones every 5 seconds.
Right.
So put
That's
that
nuts.
In perspective. And yeah, there are people that are using Discord are everywhere. US, Canada, Brazil. If you happen to be watching the Olympics in Brazil, but you still want a game or something, you can do that. Everywhere in Europe, Russia, Australia. Go check out Discord. They're really cool guys.
And they're actually putting in features that matter.
They just added their most recent update is calling, basically, which it's not video calling, it's not like Skype, it's just audio for right now. But you can do things outside of like a particular server, so you don't have to mess with like permissions and crap. You can do group chats and stuff now, along with group calling or one-on-one calling and stuff. So you can do stuff privately, whatever.
Don't you have a fancy Discord hoodie?
I have it. Yeah, it's
somewhere.
It's over there. Yeah. Because we're partnering with them. Because they're cool guys. And they have not us, but all of us hooked up on our nice souped up community server. So basically that means dedicated voice servers and higher quality bit rates you can use on those servers. So thank you. But yeah, Discord's pretty cool, especially for all the things that it can do for free. Go check it out. Discordapp.com. I'm sure that's what it is.
Link also down below, most likely.
Yes. Yes, indeed. Discordapp.com. Go check it out. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. Okay, like I said, the next focus is getting the podcast back up to par. So if you have been listening to the podcast and like, wow, what happened? It'll get better. I still don't think it was terrible. It's just short. Sorry that it's short. If this is your first time hanging out, if you're watching the podcast, you can also listen to it everywhere podcasts are available. And if you're listening and you'd like the video version, if you didn't know there was a video version, youtube.com/frontpagetech will get you the video version of this show. If you'd like to watch it live, usually Saturdays, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, frontpagetech.net. Like I said, you can find out more information on that website. That's it. And we hope you have a lovely week.
Where can they find you on Twitter, John?
They can't. At FrontPageTech if you're interested. At John_Prosser. Wow, I said have a good week, and I just
like,
I clocked out. Where can they find you?
At Lucas Cyprian, and of course, all our gaming stuff at Spectrum Swapper.
And we will see you guys next week.
Later.